Dean Reed is about to cost me some money from my wallet. I blame him entirely. It's his fault and no one else's. And I'm really annoyed off with the audio boo that he made yesterday and I listened to 5 minutes ago. And the reason I'm so annoyed with Dean Reed is a two-part thing. The first one is that he's got tickets for the Martin Offer show. And the second is he decided to annoy me in particular by playing snippets of two tracks from the new album that he has now acquired, and he got it free because he bought the show tickets through martinoffer.com website. And as soon as I heard the guitar play in the first snippet of track, I was sold, immediately sold, before the lyrics came in. I didn't need the second snippet of the Celtic rendering. As someone who listens to Martin Offer, or Dire Straits, I should say, on almost a daily basis, the vinyl LPs I have of Dire Straits are always to the front of my record collection for ease of access. And so I just blame Dean Reed, absolutely, because I'm now going to have to go and buy that album. And I wasn't planning to spend any more money on CDs at the moment, anyway. I'd actually rather spend the money on vinyl, but I'm guessing, and maybe Dean Reed will know better, it won't be coming out on vinyl. If it does, if there's plans to do it, I'll hold back and buy the vinyl because it will sound stupendous on vinyl. So, Dean Reed, you have caused me upset in the financial department. But hey, thanks for playing those snippets. And, oh, I am so envious of you going to that concert. Remember to record your adventure. So I'll leave you with a snippet of Dire Straits. One you may have heard, one you may not have heard of. Let me know. Anyway, I'll give you just a wee snippet.
There's gotta be a record of you someplace. You gotta be on somebody's books. A loadout picture of your face. Your injury. Pleasure and the pain, yeah. Somewhere your fingerprints remain concrete, and it's your face I'm looking for on every street. Standing.